Unit 10, Exercise 36.
This is the English language web radio of Upper Austria's Colleges of Engineering, Arts and Crafts. Welcome to today's show about computer programs. As a guest and expert, Johannes Schweitzer has come to the studio. Thanks for joining us today, Johannes. Now, tell our listeners, why are you an expert on computer software?
Well, I've been studying at Trauns College of Engineering in the Department of Information Technology for 4 years now. And software solutions have always been my special interest.
I see. All right, let's put your knowledge to good use then. Our listeners sent in lots of questions they would like to be answered. Here's the first one, by Lily from Vorarlberg, in the Far West. I took photos of my family at my cousin's wedding, but when I looked at them on my laptop at home, I noticed that some of the people's eyes were red. What can I do to fix that?
Ah, a common problem. Well, Lily will need image editing software to remove their red eyes, something like Photoshop or GIMP, which you can get for free on the internet. Such programs allow you to improve almost every single feature of an image. I mean, there is hardly anything they don't offer. Retouching, cropping, erasing tools, you name it. Or if you feel like adding some artsy effects to your photo material, that's not a problem either. For example, Andy Warhol up, a picture of your aunt. There are no limits to your creativity.
Thanks, Johannes. Well, I can see you're quite a fan of image manipulation programs. So let's move on to the next question. Philip from Galneukirchen says, I was asked to write for the school magazine. It's the first time I have to do something like this. Do you think I can submit a handwritten article?
You certainly can, but they won't ask you to write anything else for them. I would say that nowadays, people just expect you to use word processing software. Texts produced in this way are easy to process and convert into other formats by other people, but also yourself. I mean, you can delete passages, cut and paste text, format headlines. You can basically edit your article 1,000 times and it will still look nice and be readable in the end. Additionally, these programs include spelling and grammar checks. Very helpful, especially for young writers. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
Good point. And here's question number 3. Lewis from Vöcklabruck wants to know the following. I need to find a simple accounting or calculation tool for our end-of-the-year football club party. You know, something to list and add up our earnings and outgoings with, to calculate taxes, etc. Is there anything you can recommend using?
Oh, yeah. I would say that's a case for a spreadsheet application like Microsoft Excel or something from OpenOffice or Google Docs, which are great open source alternatives. Programs like these have cells, rows, columns, and worksheets to manipulate your data and keep track of your budget. You can organize numbers in list form and apply any mathematical operation to any number of data cells. I also have to say, though, that you will need some training to do more complex tasks with them.
Ah, yes, that's good to know. Well, dear listeners, I'm afraid we're coming to the end of our show. Let's take one more question from Agnes in Voitsburg, Styria. I use a webmail service, but is there something more functional? For example, I have trouble finding older emails again, and sometimes when I have to write a more formal email, I would like to be able to format and structure the email text, but there don't seem to be enough tools to do this.
I see. Well, you might want to install an email program like Outlook or Thunderbird on your computer. They're easy to use and let you archive and handle your emails efficiently. You've also got more design and formatting tools. What I personally like about them is that they manage your contacts in a clear and accessible way. This also means that replying to or forwarding emails, including attachments, is less complicated. But I guess you'll have to find out for yourself which option you prefer.
Thanks, Johannes. That was a lot of very useful information.
Glad to be of help.
We'll have your email address posted on our blog. You've promised to answer questions by email in the next 3 weeks.
Yep.
I'm sure lots of our listeners will make use of this opportunity. Well, thanks for tuning in and